Welcome to the Impact Voices Podcast. I'm your host, Rudy Made. On this podcast, I'm sharing some of my many wisdom ideas meant to impact your life, career, and business for the better. I also interview some of the world's most important influencers and impact creators to share their work, wisdom, and motivation. Thank you for listening today, and if you enjoyed this episode, give me a 5-star on your favorite podcast platform, and let's grow this podcast together. Hello guys, welcome to this episode on the Impact Voices Podcast. I'm super excited to share with you guys our episode for today. So I was reading a book, but I kind of went through sort of a quote that I really want to share with you guys today. And it said something along the lines of, it's actually by a famous 13th century Persian poet. His name is Rumi. I mean, he's probably known as Rumi, but his full name is Jalal al-Din Muhammad Rumi. He said something. He said, "Submit to a daily practice. Your loyalty to that is a ring at the door. Keep knocking, and the joy inside will eventually open the window and look out to see who is there." So he said, you can, in summary, just talk about actually submitting to a daily practice, right? How are you submitting to a daily practice? Do you have a particular commitment to submit to a daily practice? And at the end of the day, he said something along the lines of, the joy inside will eventually open the window and look out to see who is there. It means that that daily practice, it will eventually lead to a joy. When we live our lives, we all know that we're all seeking joy in some way, shape, or form, right? In our work, in our families, everything that we do, we're all seeking joy at the end of the day. If you work in double shift, if you want to make more money, what's the need? What's the need you want to make more money? What's the particular element? What's the main thing that we want to be able to live a happy and fulfilled life? The goal is that we want to be able to live a happy and fulfilled life. That's the reason why we keep doing everything that we're doing. We act the way we act, the work we work the way we do. We put so much effort. It's not just sometimes not just for material benefit, but also the impact that we're about to, that we want to create into the lives of other people. That, of course, gives us the joy and happiness and eventually gives us the satisfaction that we've actually lived a fulfilled life, right? So I totally agree with Rumi, right, to say that we can proactively actually create an environment that will provide that joy and satisfaction for our lives. But most importantly, sometimes we see where people say, let joy come to you, right? Let joy come to you. And in most cases, people can let joy actually happen to them, right? There are scenarios where you feel like, I'm just going to let joy come into my life. I'm just going to open up and let the possibilities of joy come into me. Totally fine. But why don't you take to a second step? Why don't you create a proactive measure of actually creating an opportunity for joy to happen, right? And Rumi mentioned here, you keep knocking on the door, right? Keep knocking at that door. Keep ringing that bell at that door. It could be a door of opportunities. It could be a door of business. It could be a door of job. It could be a door of, you know, whatever it is that you're doing. But at the end of the day, keep knocking on that door as a daily practice to ensure that you're able to bring in the best for yourself. Maybe that daily practice could be going through an exercise, right? Maybe that daily practice could be actually exercising every morning, having a healthy breakfast, kissing your family and telling them how much you love them, reading a book, or, you know, listening to my podcast every day, or it could be anything. Or it could be just something that you're doing to develop yourself, to make yourself better, right? It could be anything. But at the end of the day, what Rumi said and what I'm actually agreeing to, right, and what I'm translating to you guys today is that developing a daily habit is something that will definitely, that's definitely going to push you towards that end goal of being not just successful, but living a joyful and fulfilled life, right? Joy could mean anything. It could mean simple things. Somebody may say, you know, if I build a mansion, I'll be joyful. Right. If I have a happy home, I'll be joyful. If I'm a CEO of a company, that will achieve some sense of fulfillment. But it means different things to different people. So whatever that means to you, right? Whatever that means to you, whatever the joy or whatever the satisfaction, whatever the fulfilled life means to you, whatever the vision of a fulfilled life means to you, keep knocking on that door to ensure that you do everything you can to make it better, right? And at the end of the day, as you keep knocking on that door, The more you do it, the more exercise, the more healthy habit, the more love you share with your family, the more kisses you give to your kids, you know, the more of that journey, the more of that joy will continue to be or continue to occur in your life. Life is a journey, right? And he said something along, I'm just going to go back to that quote. He said something here. He said, your loyalty to that is a ring at the door. Keep knocking at the door, of course. Keep knocking at that door, and the joy inside will eventually open up. Will open a window. He didn't say the door. The joy will open the door. The joy will open a window and look out to see who is there. Now, at the end of the day, what maybe you might be doing regular exercise. You might be eating healthy. You might be practicing something. You might have a daily practice of something, right? And you're expecting the big door to open up. But what he said here is that the joy inside will open a window, which means that the joy will open a window to see who is knocking at the door. The joy will not open the door. The joy will open the window, right? So if the joy opens the window, it could mean little increments of your achievement. It could mean that maybe if you want to get six pack, right, you're doing exercise every day, maybe for the first month you haven't seen any achievement, you feel discouraged because you're knocking on that door of having that fitted body, right? But at the end of the day, it's a gradual process. So you're gonna have simple, small increments of your success over time. That's what leads you to that joyful life, or that's what leads you to that fulfilled life. But at the end of the day, it's not something you're gonna achieve in one shot. That big door is not gonna open up, right? The joy inside will open the window to see who is knocking. But the exercise that I want for you today is take a pen and a paper. Take a pen, paper, or whatever, right? Think and note everything that you do during the day. Think and note everything that you do during the day that brings you joy. All your daily practice, right? All your daily practice. Just take, for example, just take a step back. Take a step back. Just take a stock of how your day actually runs. When you wake up in the morning, do you exercise? Or do you wake up early? What time do you actually wake up? Do you wake up early? Do you wake up late? Do you sleep late? Do you wake up early? Do you record something? Do you read anything? How often do you meet with your family? You know, how often, what do you read the news, or do you check social media? You know, just try to record every activity that you perform for an entire day and see which of those activities actually is pushing you towards the joy that you want to have at the end of the day, right? If, for example, you want to make $1,000 a day, right? I always talk about money, right? if you want to make $1,000 a day, but the things that you do in the morning or the things you do during the day are not leading you, is not targeting towards making $1,000 a day, then maybe you need to change what you're doing, right? You need to change your daily practice. So if you change your daily practice to what you want to do, change your daily practice towards having a joyful and successful life, right? At the end of the day, you realize that everything that you're going to be doing moving forward should be geared, or maybe you should plan the day before so that everything you're doing today, tomorrow, will be geared towards having that joyful and fulfilled life. Right. All right, guys. So if you haven't subscribed already to my channel, make sure you do so. If you listen to this podcast on any on your best podcast platform, make sure to download this episode, follow, like, comment, and share this with your friends. This helps me, helps the channel, and help the work that I'm doing to continue creating an impact in the lives of many, many people. And if you want to be a guest on the show, I just have my new website. I'm gonna have a video recording, just a very about 3 minute video recording on how to navigate on my website and how to actually fill out a guest form to be live with me on the show. I'm really excited for this episode. I can't wait to share with you guys my new website. I'm excited about it, but I did it myself. I'm a little bit techie at the end, but I did it myself, so it's something that you're going to love. If you haven't subscribed already, please do so. Subscribe. Right now, we have 50 subscribers. I'm really excited to have more and more subscribers coming on the show to listen to me every day or every week as I keep posting these episodes. And I'm really looking forward to seeing you on the show.